Good morning. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry this week, and I'm here with Celeste Headlee. We want to remind everyone that it's difficult to confirm reports coming out of Libya. International media has been barred for the country. There are, however, reports of fresh violence in the capital, Tripoli. We're following that all morning. Now, turmoil in Tripoli is more than a diplomatic problem. It's more than a violence problem, although it is those things. It's also shaking up global financial markets and causing oil prices to spike. Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, is with us to explain what this means for the world markets and for the fragile U.S. economy. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
Libya is a key oil producer, but most of the oil in Libya goes to Europe. So how is that affecting things here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, the whole economy and oil market is interconnected. So, of course, if there's less oil for Europe, you know, they'll be trying to buy some of the oil that goes to the U.S. Libya is the third biggest oil producer for Africa. They do about 1.6 million barrels a day. That's not a ton. This is a little bit like deja vu of the conversation we had in early January about Egypt. You remember we were talking about how Egypt wasn't the biggest producer, but we were concerned about, you know, the Suez Canal access, and we were concerned about the broader turmoil. So what you're seeing here, and, you know, this morning, the U.S. stock futures are down and oil prices are soaring, is you're seeing the fear of, what if this spreads elsewhere? What if this spreads to Kuwait, for instance? What if this spreads to countries that are much larger producers than Libya?
And Libya may not be the largest oil producer, but they have the largest oil reserves at this point. I mean, and that the future of oil production is at play as well.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing that people are talking about is, look where we are in the economy, this high unemployment, this very bad growth prospects. It feels a little to some people like the 1970s. And if you remember back then, oil prices spiked and we got this horrible stagflation, which is when you have bad inflation and bad unemployment. And when oil prices go up, they raise the cost of everything. They raise the cost of food because, you know, food companies have to ship food all around using oil. And so that drives the prices of everything up and it can send inflation up.
So what are the implications for the economy directly? Obviously, rising prices means harder to buy things. But as the economy is sort of staggering towards recovery, you know, light sweet crude is at, what do we have, at $91.42 a barrel. What are the implications for middle class people trying to buy things?
You know, there's not an implication today because, yes, you know, oil futures are up. But, you know, if the market calms down, if we get more information on Libya and it doesn't look so bad in a few days, it could go right back down. The implication is if this goes on and on, if we have more uncertainty, if it spreads to other countries. And, you know, like Celeste was talking about how we don't even know what's going on. There is a big uncertainty. You know, I was reading some news reports this morning about how we don't really know even which oil companies have shut down because reporters can't get in there. So, you know, the stock market really dislikes uncertainty, and this is a very uncertain situation.
Why have Louise Story from the New York Times, why has European markets seem to have reacted so skittishly so far to, we don't know if it's Libya directly or a combination of Libya, Egypt, and Bahrain. The United States markets have largely not panicked or even gotten skittish yet. Why is that, and is it likely to change?
Well, I mean, U.S. stock futures are down today. But, you know, in the last few weeks, you've seen some bits of really positive news about the U.S. economy, right? Because we got figures about consumer sales in December. It looks like consumers are starting to spend again. And that's a good sign for our economy.
Luxury items.
On luxury items, you know. Yeah. And so you have all these cross currents here pushing in opposite directions. So the unrest in the Middle East would make the markets go down. But these early nascent signs of recovery in America would make it the stock market go up. And so these factors are just fighting each other. But the bottom line is that the last thing the U.S. consumer needs is to go to the gas pump and see prices going back up to where they were in 08 and see their heating oil bills going up. So if this shock and this fear really translates into higher prices, then it'll be really a challenge for overstretched consumers here.
And if you're sitting on the Council of Economic Advisors at the White House this morning, post-holiday, Louise, could this instability in the oil markets be coming at a worse time?
It's a very fragile economy right now. And so I would watch this because this is the kind of factor that could throw the recovery off.
But as we come into possibly warmer weather, and because the United States doesn't get a huge amount of its oil from Libya, that could in some ways insulate us? Or is the oil market so tied together that if oil prices rise for Europe, that they're going to inevitably rise for the United States as well?
It's completely integrated. So, you know, if they rise there, they're going to rise everywhere. And then again, the big fear is, where is the next unrest? Where is the next upheaval? Does it happen? And does it happen in an oil-rich country?
Well, as we've been following these stories, first in Egypt, then Bahrain, protests across the Middle East, and now Libya, there doesn't seem like there's going to be a whole lot more certainty for a while. And uncertainty is unsettling the markets. It's unsettling the economy, too. Luis, story from our partner, the New York Times, Wall Street and finance reporter. Luis, thanks for helping us understand this.
Thank you.
We're getting reports that fighter jets have bombarded portions of the city this morning. Witnesses like this one tell the BBC the streets are full of roving packs of mercenaries in trucks shooting freely at protesters.
Every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, you hear gunfire, either the west, the north, the south, the east. It's like they're roaming around the city. I mean, at least if the army is against the people, we can deal with them. We just speak Arabic, you know, but these people, we don't know them. We don't know anything about them. They see you, they will start shooting.
That is a resident of Tripoli who, for reasons of safety, wants to remain anonymous, spoke to the BBC this morning. We're going to bring you the latest out of Libya all morning long, but we're especially interested in hearing from you, your responses, especially if you are a Libyan-American or North African-American. Give us your responses as you watch what's happening overseas. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.